Thank you and good morning. Welcome to our program. Have you ever thought about the kind of people who will be in heaven? Who will go to heaven? As we read through the scriptures, we read of certain individuals that I think we can know will be there. Abraham will be there. I know that because of what Jesus said in Luke 16, verse 22. Jesus said that when Lazarus died, he was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. Does not that prove that Abraham will be in heaven? Moses and Elijah will be there. We know that because when Jesus was on the mountain and transfigured, it says, two men talked with him who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Luke 9, verses 30 and 31. Now notice, this says that Moses and Elijah appeared in glory. Does that not prove that they will be in heaven? And don't you think we can conclude that the Apostle Paul will be in heaven? Remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. I don't know if this statement proves conclusively Paul will be in heaven, but I think we can be fairly confident Paul will be there. Since these men will be in heaven, what did these four men, Abraham, Moses, and Elijah, and Paul, have in common? What was it about them that made it such that they will be in heaven? Since we want to go to heaven, don't you think it would be important to know what qualities these men had that assured them of heaven so we can implement that in our lives? Well, that's what I want to talk about on our program today. We want to talk about qualities of these four men who will be in heaven. Well, first of all four of these men had weaknesses. All four of them sinned. Abraham lied about his wife, recorded in Genesis chapter 12. Moses struck the rock when God said, "Speak to the rock," and he did not sanctify God in the eyes of the people, Numbers 20. Elijah at one time became discouraged, fled from Jezebel, who wanted to kill him, and asked God to take his life, 1 Kings 19. Well, whether this was a sin or not, I'm not sure, but it sure shows a weakness on the part of Elijah. And since all have sinned, Romans 3:23, we know that Elijah did sin. And Paul was a persecutor of Christians, Acts 8, verses 1 through 3. Paul referred to himself as the chief of sinners in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. What this tells us is that even though we have sinned, we can still go to heaven. If these men who were sinners can get to heaven, so can we. And this also tells us that any hope we have of being in heaven is not based on our being so good and holy and righteous that we will deserve to live in heaven. These men did not earn their way to heaven, and neither can we. Paul said in Titus 3, verses 3 through 5, "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." If we ever get to heaven, it will be because we are saved from our sins, that is, forgiven of our sins by the mercy of God. And then secondly, all four of these men found their forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Matthew 26:28 says that His blood was shed for the remission of sins. And the Bible also teaches that when Jesus died, His blood was not only for the forgiveness of the sins of those who lived after Him, but His blood reached back to cover the sins of men who lived before Him, such as Abraham, Moses, and Elijah. Look with me in Hebrews 9, verse 15. "And for this reason, He," that is Jesus, is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Well, how did those who live under the first covenant, that is, the covenant that God made with Israel at Sinai, find redemption? Well, this passage says that it was through the blood of Jesus Christ. How do we have redemption? Well, in exactly the same way, by the blood of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 11, the Hebrew writer makes mention of several men and women of faith of the Old Testament. And then he says in verses 39 and 40, "And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us." This is telling us that those characters of faith before the coming of Christ found their perfection in exactly the same place where we find ours, that is, in the cross of Jesus Christ. Whether we're talking about Abraham, Moses, Elijah, or Paul, or anyone else, if they find forgiveness, they find it in exactly the same place, in the death of Jesus Christ. Dear listener, if you find forgiveness, it will be through the cross of Christ. Now, I know we live in a time when people emphasize being broad-minded. We're told that we ought not to be judgmental, and so no one wants to say that salvation can only be found in Christ. But if you're going to believe in the Bible, you must accept the fact that it teaches that salvation from sin and going to heaven is only through Christ Jesus. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Acts 4 and verse 12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." You look at these four men, and all of these men sinned. But all of these four men found forgiveness in exactly the same place, in Jesus Christ. And then thirdly, all four of these men walked by faith. You know, Abraham walked by faith. Hebrews 11 verse 8 says, "By faith Abraham obeyed, when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." Verse 17 says, "By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who received the promises offered up his only begotten son." Also Moses walked by faith. Hebrews 11 verses 24 and 25 says, "By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin." Elijah also walked by faith. And Paul walked by faith. In Acts 26, Paul, in speaking to King Agrippa, tells how the Lord sent him to the Gentiles to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Paul then said, "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." You see, Paul preached and he continued to preach. Paul was a man of faith. But we must emphasize that they walked by faith. Their manner of life was dictated by their faith. Now, they lived under different laws of God. They lived under different covenants. But they each walked by faith in that they did what God commanded them, whatever that was. They were all obedient to whatever the law was for them. You see, Abraham was never baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins. Moses and Elijah were never baptized and washed away their sins. And the reason is because God had not given this command at that time. But after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, he said to the apostles, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. Well, this gospel began to be preached about 10 days after Jesus' ascension. Consequently, anyone after this point, if he was going to be saved from his sins, would need to believe and be baptized. Therefore, for Paul, Saul of Tarsus, to be saved and walk by faith, he needed to be baptized as Jesus commanded, which is what he did. Ananias said to him, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22, verse 16. He obeyed and his sins were washed away. And so Abraham showed his faith when he obeyed God and left his family to go to a land God would show him. He showed his faith when he obeyed God and went to offer up his son Isaac. He showed his faith when he did what God told him to do. Moses and Elijah showed their faith by obeying the commandments that God gave them. And Paul showed his faith by obeying his Lord Jesus. And if we're going to go to heaven, we must also walk by faith as these men did. Now, we do not live under the laws that Abraham, Moses, and Elijah lived under. We live under the law of Christ as Paul did. Read 1 Corinthians 9, verse 21. And so if we're to walk by faith, we must be committed to obeying Jesus in all things. It is not enough to believe if we do not obey. James 2 and verse 24 says, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." And then fourthly, characteristic of all four of these men was that serving God was their life, not a part of their life. As we read about the life of Abraham, we do learn that he was rich in material things. He was a very wealthy man. But that is not what we think about when we think about the life of Abraham. When we think of Abraham, we think of one whose life was dedicated to serving God, even sacrificing for God. His material wealth was secondary to his serving God. When we think of the life of Moses, what do we think about? Well, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's house and was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Acts 7, verse 22. For 40 years, he had access to the pleasures in Egypt. But that is not what we think about when we think of the life of Moses. We think of one who gave up all of this to please God. Hebrews 11, verses 24 through 26 says, "By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward." The reason we think this about Moses is because serving God was his life. When you think of the Apostle Paul, what do you think about? Do you think of what he attained as a Jew in the Jewish religion? No. You think of how he gave all that up to serve Jesus. Read Philippians 3, verses 5 through 8. We think of his dedicated, zealous service to God. And if we're going to go to heaven, we must make serving God our life. One man asked another, "What is your occupation?" And he said, "My occupation is serving the Lord." And the man said, "No, I mean, what is your profession?" He said, "My profession is serving the Lord." The man said, "No, what's your life's work?" He said, "My life's work is serving the Lord." But he went on to say, "I know what you're asking, but I want you to know that my occupation, my profession, my life's work is serving the Lord. To support myself and my family while we serve the Lord, I mend shoes." Well, that's the person who is going to heaven. Abraham, Moses, Elijah, and Paul will be in heaven, but they will be there because serving the Lord was their life. Who is going to be in heaven? Well, it is people who have sinned in their lives, but it is people who have found their forgiveness in Jesus Christ. It is people who have walked by faith and obedient faith. It is people who have not just made Christ a part of their lives, but have made Christ their life. Are you on the way to heaven? If not, you can turn your life around and be what Abraham, Moses, Elijah, and Paul were. People who walked by faith, who made serving God their life.